Hello, I'm Aled. I'm a Leo. I'm Welsh from Aberystwyth, and I produce the show.
You are.
And I don't know my fairy tales, it turns out.
Got a lot of stick about that yesterday. Yeah, he doesn't know his fairy tales. Yesterday, Aled, I don't know how we got into this, but Aled ended up talking about the three bears and Rapunzel or something.
The three bears who lived in a tower block.
Three bears live in a tower and eat porridge, and that's the story. Then there is no moral of the story. No. It's just a weird.
Goldilocks has long hair. She's up a tower too.
And the prince Absel's down Goldilocks' hair along with the three bears.
That's right.
In search of porridge.
I kind of don't know where I stand anymore. A few people on Twitter said that that was just like the sanitised version. The real version was that the three bears ripped her to shreds.
No.
And I kind of thought, oh, well, I haven't heard that version either. So I don't know.
Although, funny you should say that, that isn't the case with that story, but with a lot of the classic nursery stories, they are a lot more violent than you think.
Yes, that's very true.
Let's do that again.
What are you doing?
Excuse me, Dominic?
What are you doing? It sounds like you're opening an envelope.
I'm opening an envelope that says...
Chris.
Oh. On it, yeah.
What's that for?
What's something that has been planned for today's show. Hello, Chris. Here are five envelopes, and within each envelope is a fairy tale for Aled. You can either pick one for him or let Aled choose a story. Now, these are three classic fairy tales, and we will pick one, find out what it is, and then Aled has to tell us, without reading it, what that fairy tale is all around.
Right.
All about.
It's not going to happen.
Okay? So choose a number, Aled, between 1 and 5.
I'm going to go with 4.
4, you say? Okay, here we are. All right. Fairy tale number 4. See, this will be great, because if it's a classic fairy tale that everyone knows, Aled might not know it, because he's thick.
Okay. Is it an intelligence thing, not knowing your fairy tale stories?
Yeah.
Or it's just not cultured?
Common sense.
Yeah.
Not culture, is it?
It is.
Is it?
You wouldn't say you're uncultured if you don't know fairy tales, would you?
No.
Aled?
Yeah.
Can you find me the fairy tale music, please. That we played yesterday.
Oh, baby, yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
By the way, I'm on TV tonight. I'm on Celebrity Juice.
Yes.
Celebrity Juice with Keith Lemon.
How was it yesterday?
Great.
Was it?
Yeah.
Who was on? Can you say?
I can, but I won't. Keith Lemon and Fern Cotton.
Someone tweeted that they're on their way to that studio yesterday.
Yeah.
Which made me quite excited.
Really?
Yeah.
And Lady Gaga is on. She's not, by the way. She just sat in the audience.
Yeah.
Aled, your fairy tale is The Three Little Pigs.
Ooh. Oh, not a clue.
Oh, come on.
Really? Not a clue.
You must have a slight idea.
Can you push me in a particular direction? I know there were clearly three pigs.
When the music starts, you have to tell everybody listening the story of the three little pigs. Let's wind it up. Here we go. Aled and the Three Little Pigs.
So, there were these three little pigs. And any suggestions from the audience as a particular direction?
Do you not know at all?
Tell us the story
about
the three little pigs.
So, the three little pigs...
What did they do?
Oh, was this where they slept in the same bed? And one said, move over.
What's the story? Come on. You can do it. Every child in the world knows the story of the three little pigs. And Aled, as a grown man, kind of, you're now going to tell us the story of the three little pigs. The classic fairy tale that everyone knows. And you're going to start now.
Right. So there were three little pigs. And to save energy, they would share a bed and would huddle up every night. However, one person took too much space, so the other two pigs said, roll over, and then he fell out of bed, and that left two, or something, don't know where that story goes. That's a lot of words on that page.
So you have no idea. I've got the story, the fairy tale in front of me.
Can you give me a little tip? Give me a direction? Anything.
Okay. Three little pigs have to leave home and seek their fortune.
Okay.
So they have to go and build their own house.
Okay.
Stop me when you go, oh, of course, what am I thinking? I'm stupid.
Hasn't happened yet.
Three little pigs have to go off and build their own house each.
Yeah.
This is giving you nothing. What did your mum and dad used to read to you when you were a baby?
Thinking Welsh stuff, because I don't
know. Hello, Alan. I've got exchange and mart here. I'm going to read you a list of available cars in a certain price bracket. Here we go. You look a bit tired.
Never.
Try and stay awake for these. There's a Toyota Celica available in Swansea from 1988. I've always liked that. Oh, have you gone? He's gone. He's gone. I may as well keep reading. Subconsciously, it might make my young boy into a big butch man who knows all about cars. So you don't know?
No, not yet.
Three little pigs.
Right. Yeah.
They go and build a house each.
Yeah.
What would they build the house out of?
Oh, is this the foundation story?
The foundation story?
Isn't it?
That's how we know.
That's how it's known.
If you build it on a good foundation, it stays longer.
So go on to the story.
Oh, wait. No, wait. There's another wolf in this.
Right.
Isn't there?
And what is it?
Oh, hang on. And he blew.
Right. Is that like the news and sport headlines again?
And
we've gone full circle, haven't we?
Right. Yeah, let me.
Right. Huff and Puff.
Huff and Puff.
Was the, not blue and blue.
Yeah.
Huff and Puff, and I'll blow your house down. Yeah.
Right.
Oh, I remember this.
So, what's the story?
So, the three little pigs set off and decided to not at all huddle up in beds, but in fact do three separate houses.
Sure.
One was built out of stone.
Right.
The other one out of wood. And the third out of some lightweight materials.
Straw. Traditionally fiberglass, but straw's fine.
And and then they saw a wolf coming, so they ran into their houses.
What sort of wolf was he, that one?
Oh, was it the particular type?
He was big and bad, wasn't he?
Big and bad.
Big and bad.
Yeah. He was a big and bad wolf.
Yeah,
he was one of them drug-dealing bad wolves, you know.
Big and bad, that one.
He used to hang out in the rough areas of town.
Yeah.
And he wanted himself a bit of bacon.
Right,
so
sure.
Who doesn't? The pigs.
I know I do. I
told you he was bad.
And so they ran inside their houses. So instead of knocking the door or going for the houses, he decided to blow at the houses.
Right. Why is he blowing at the houses?
Because he spotted a weakness in the straw and...
Is he trying to blow the house down?
Yes, he is.
Well, what is he doing? He's going to...
Huff and puff.
And...
Until he blows the house down.
All right, there you are. Good. So what house does he go to first?
Well, you'd go to the easiest, I suppose. You'd go for the one with straw.
That's right.
And because it wasn't built to proper regulations...
Right, whatever.
He huffed
straw.
And puffed. Yeah. And the house blew down and he got his bacon.
So he ate the pig.
He ate the pig.
All right. And then he goes to the second house.
And made of wood. And he huffed and he puffed. And it took a bit more blowing, but he got there.
He did. He managed to blow an entire wooden house down.
Yeah, very strong.
He's got hella lungs as wolf.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then the third house...
was made of stone or brick.
Made of stone or brick.
Let's go for stone.
And so he's huffing and puffing.
Nothing happened.
No.
It stayed.
Oh, you're kidding me.
And the moral of the story...
Well, no, hang on, is that it?
Oh, is that on it?
No.
Well, he didn't get his bacon.
Well, does he just give up at huffing and puffing?
Yeah.
He does he?
Yes.
Right. He doesn't try and climb on the roof, go down the chimney?
No.
He doesn't?
I didn't know this.
He doesn't go down the chimney, and the little pig inside, seeing the wolf, is going to go through the chimney. He decides to light a roaring fire in the fireplace.
It's really dark.
Mm.
They're fairy tales. They're all dark.
Yeah.
And then he puts a big kettle of water there, and the wolf goes down the chimney and lands in the kettle of water. Ha-ha! And the little pig survives, and the bad wolf is dead. And granted, so are the other two pigs, which they never back-reference in the story.
No, they don't, do
yeah,
they?
Exactly. It's a slight victory, isn't it?
Right.
Gone,
so there you are. Well done.
Oh, thank you very much.
How do you feel?
Enlightened.
Okay, good. It's unbelievable.
It really is unbelievable.
All right. Can I have
them? What?
I don't think it's just me.
All right.
All right.
Tina, give me a number between 1 and 5 that's not 4.
I like how you're trying to put this on everybody else, Al.
I think you're
2.
Using...
2.
2. 5, you say? Sure.
No, she said 2.
No, I said 2. Hello.
She said 2, you pig.
Everyone knows 2,
give
though.
Give me the 2.
We discussed it yesterday, 2.
What's 2?
Little Red Riding Hood.
I bet you wouldn't know it.
Well, we discussed it.
Actually, we'll do 5.
Do 5. Right.
She's gone for envelope number 5 anyway.
She's not.
Nick in Chesterfield one. Says, I'm laughing so hard I've had to pull over.
Right. Tina.
Yes?
I want you to give me the story of the ugly duckling.
Oh. Let's wind this up and let it play.
The The ugly duckling turned into a beautiful swan.
Yeah, I think you've got to give it a bit more than that, love.
Like, and I don't remember what else.
Kids aren't
going
to fall asleep with that.
they'd be sitting upright going, okay, tell me more about this crazy headline. That yeah. you've, God, she loves a headline, doesn't she?
Yeah. And in fairy tales, the ugly duckling turns into a beautiful swan.
Dun, 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 dun.
Now go to sleep.
Yeah. Sleep, child.
Yeah, I don't remember the in-betweeny, but I don't remember how it went, but I know that's what happens at the end.
The ugly duckling?
Yeah, turned into a nice one.
Right.
Yeah.
Alan's now reading the story from some...
Fascinating.
Is it?
Yeah.
Go on then, enlighten me.
Dom and David, anybody want to add to this?
Do you have children?
I used to sort of swim around on the pond.
You're basically...
And lots of people would look at it funny, but it wasn't a duck, it was a baby swan, and that's why it looked funny, it turned into a swan.
Yeah, it used to get picked on by all the other little ducklings. Because it looked different.
They're mean,
and it was quite cruel. Essentially, it was a kind of, like, duck-based bullying story, but where the victim then becomes the champion at the end.
So you're saying that the ugly duckling... it wasn't a baby duck, it was a baby swan.
I thought so. And that's why it looked different.
But the other thing as well, which is nice about that story, is the fact that the duckling doesn't realise it's a beautiful swan until it sees its reflection in the water.
In the water.
Do you remember that?
I remember that bit, that's nice.
It's swimming around and sees all these beautiful swans and thinks, oh, how graceful and stuff, and I'm just an ugly duckling, and it looks in the reflection.
There you go. Yeah.
Thank you.
Is that right, Alan?
Point made, yes.
Point
thank
made,
you
there you
much.
Are. Lovely. What point made?
That Tina didn't know what it was.
I do my fairy tales in headlines.
Clearly, you need kids different. To know your fairy all right, tales. All right. And we don't, so sure. I don't
whoa,
know.
Whoa, 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 don't get
so fairy tales in
now.
Headlines is a great feature, I think.
Yeah. Right, Alan.
Me?
Yes. The princess and the pea.
There was this high maintenance princess, right?
Busting for the toilet on the M6.
Who,
All right, I can't be bothered.
Yeah.
Something about mattress, isn't it?
If you were doing headlines for the Three Little Pigs, it would be something like, you know, two pigs dead and one survives in wolf attack.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it?
Yeah. It wouldn't be nice, would it?
Yeah. Although
I must admit, I always thought in the Three Little Pigs story...
They run to each house.
They run to the next house.
Yeah, I did too.
Yeah, I think they do, actually, don't they?
Yeah.
Because it keeps the story going a bit better.
Yeah.
And then that's complete triumph and victory.
Yeah.
Because otherwise what would be, sadly, two pigs died today. There was one pig survivor. Mm. But,
yeah,
you know.
Traditionally, do wolves eat pigs as well?
They'll eat anything.
Well, they eat pigs and grandmas.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's
if true. They're big and they're bad.
Yeah, they're crazy. They just don't care.
Yeah. And it's big and it's bad.
Do you want to hear a nice story?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yesterday on the show...